My name is Arne Pedersen from Awareness and Health, and this guided meditation is on conscious manifesting. Finding a place where you can safely lie back or lean back, maybe in a chair or on a couch, or even somewhere you can lie down, somewhere where you can be left undisturbed for about 20 minutes with your eyes closed. This isn't for driving, because you might become a little bit drowsy in it. Now just finding that space, finding that place that you feel safe and comfortable in, allowing the music to just blend in with you as you hear it. It just seemingly becomes part of this moment. Now, just going into your breathing, just noticing for a moment that feeling of breathing in and breathing out, connecting to your inner body sensations as the air moves down your windpipe, your lungs expand and contract. Your point of power is in the present moment. So if you're wanting to consciously manifest something in the future, then it's important to be present now, to align with the energies and intentions and directions required to create what it is you're wanting. Connecting with your body, being present, will help you do that. Now, just connecting with your head and your neck and your shoulders, just allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling there. Moving your awareness downwards to your arms, your torso, your legs, all the way down to your feet. Just noticing your inner body feelings and sensations. Notice your breathing, and you might even hear some sounds off in the background beyond the music. Just open up your awareness, your attention, and your focus to this moment. Just being here, connected to your body. Now open up your mind and your imagination. Remember when you were a child, or maybe you've seen kids recently, maybe you have kids of your own that you've seen when they're playing, they're just imagining what they're doing is real. They're playing with something, and their whole world is shaped around their imagination. Just allow yourself to open up your mind. The power of your subconscious mind will open up and support you through your imagination. And just getting a sense now of what it is you're wanting to create. Maybe it's a desired feeling or experience. Maybe you're wanting to manifest a thing. Something that you're wanting to bring into your life. Just taking a moment to get a sense of what that is. Is it a feeling, an experience, or is it a thing? Is it a connection with another? Just getting a sense, going deeper, when you get a sense of what the thing is, what the feeling, what the object, the experience, just go into the feeling. Just getting a sense of what is the deeper meaning behind it, the essence, the thing that this will give you, that it will provide for you in your life, a feeling of maybe happiness, or maybe a feeling of security. Or maybe a feeling of freedom. Or fun and excitement. Maybe a feeling of accomplishment or fulfillment. Just allow the essence of it to appear, getting a sense of what that deeper thing is, that deeper meaning that you're wanting to achieve through this experience. When you get a sense of that, now Just imagine, let your mind open up wide open, imagining the future. Maybe a year from now, or 6 months, or just a time way off in the future. Maybe not too far, but off far enough where it's believable that you've achieved what it is you desire, what it is you are wanting to create. Expand your imagination. Let it open up, wide open. Play with it, just seeing yourself in the future after achieving this goal, after having gained this experience or thing or feeling. And just seeing yourself, seeing your life, how much more enjoyable your life is with this. Just seeing the experience and looking around and saying to yourself, and you're just imagining. And imagination is powerful, because when you imagine something, you feel it in your body as though it's really happening. Your subconscious mind has no concept of whether something you imagined or whether it be a real experience is any different from one another. If you feel it and you imagine it and see it in your mind, to your subconscious, it's real. So make it real. Imagine that feeling, looking around and going, wow, I did it. Look around and see where you are. Are you outside? Are you in a vehicle? Are you in a house? Are you with somebody? What time of year is it? Getting a sense, letting the picture build, letting the experience build. Let your imagination create and expand whatever you desire. There are no limits within your imagination other than what you give them. So let those limits go and just imagine. Smelling the air. Are you at a particular place? Are you at a beach? Are you in the forest? Are you in a city? Who is it you're with? What is the energy like? What is the feeling like to have experienced achieving this goal? Just looking around and saying to yourself, wow, I did it. I am so incredibly grateful. Imagine that in the future, you're there right now in your mind, saying to yourself, I did it. I am so appreciative and happy and grateful for achieving this wonderful goal. Feeling the success, feeling the appreciation. And just looking around and seeing all the ways that this experience has bettered your life. Experiencing the motion, the feelings in your body, the excitement, that feeling of wow, of confidence within yourself. Stepping back from the experience and looking around, and you're seeing yourself there. As though you're looking at yourself from outside yourself, just experiencing this wonderful time, this wonderful accomplishment. Just allowing yourself to have this gift. Saying to yourself, wow, I really earned it, I deserve it, I created this, I feel so good about myself. Are you there with somebody? And if you are, create the experience with them and the appreciation and the joy of sharing it with them. And if you're by yourself, create the joy and experience of being there with yourself, just feeling so wonderful and so accomplished, so fulfilled and satisfied and happy in that moment of appreciative feelings. Now, just experience that for a little bit. Feel it through your breathing. Breathing into it. Feel all your emotions, the excitement, the happiness, the joy. Smell the air of the wonderful feeling, the wonderful experience, the wonderful sounds. Just being in that moment, enjoying it. Now, looking back and going, wow, look who I've become, how much I've grown and changed. The experience of creating this, of manifesting this, setting the intention that time ago, in the past, deciding this is what I want, getting clear on what it is and setting that intention, that direction. The person that you became step by step as you grew and evolved and you aligned yourself in perfect harmony with the goal that you wanted. Even if there were challenges along the way, you found yourself meeting them with complete certainty that you knew you would achieve your dream, your goal. Now you're there looking back going, wow, I did it. I feel so good. Just all the things that I did, the steps that took, the trust, the faith within myself, using my mind and my actions, my intentions, taking steps that were aligned with my goal. And as you go back down the timeline, coming all the way back down, step by step, all the way back to now. Now you are here in the moment, listening to this, looking into the future, sending this intention forward within your heart, creating a symbol of that experience. The experience of achieving that goal, the gratitude, the appreciation, just holding that symbol, just thinking of the first object or thing or image or picture that comes to your mind. Something that you can imagine holding into your hands. And as the object, the image, the symbol appears, imagine looking down at this symbol. And you carry the symbol in your hands and then you bring it into your heart. Or maybe you put it into a pocket, but you imagine it being there. So every time now, you think of your goal, you think of this symbol. This might even be something you might physically have now or find. And you might carry it with you in your pocket, but either way, it's within your heart. It's with you everywhere you go to remind you. Ah, I imagined the experience, I felt the experience, it was so real in my mind. Knowing that that is the beginning of the creation of it. And now, step by step, imagine a puzzle. And this puzzle is completely clear for the moment, but then, as you travel into the future once again to that experience of being there and going, wow, I created this to happen. Looking around, being so grateful, that is the completed puzzle. The completed puzzle of achieving that goal. And as you're seeing that experience, looking around with the success, feeling wonderful, feeling that feeling of what the object, what the goal, what the accomplishment gives you, that feeling of happiness or joy or freedom or security or fulfillment or happiness or love, whatever it is. You see that puzzle that was once blank. Now it is created with the image, the experience of this completed goal. And there it is. You're looking at this puzzle. It's completely beautiful. Every piece is there in place. It's all put together. Now, coming back into this present moment, just hearing the sound of my voice here and now. And now there's all the puzzle pieces. Do you realize, wow, the puzzle's not fully put together, but in my heart, in my symbol, I know exactly what the finished image is supposed to look like, what the finished experience is, because I've been there in my heart, in my mind, in my imagination. And my imagination is creating my reality for me, creating my intention and my direction. So now imagine every step you take is one puzzle piece, the essence of the whole, one piece of the puzzle. As you put it down, the first thing you can do after you listen to this audio is think, what is the second piece I can put down of the puzzle? Because you've already put the first down, maybe even several pieces by listening to this guided visualization. And as you've imagined your future, you've seen it in your mind. And so imagining when you take a step, when you decide, I'm going to be moving towards my goal, what is the essence of my goal? And that fits perfectly within your heart. You bring out your symbol in your imagination, or if you actually have it in your pocket, you bring it out and you look at it and go, okay, this is the essence of what my goal represents. And so if it's a sense of freedom that my goal will give me, then every step I need to take towards achieving my goal will need to have freedom within it. So you see, every step you take, checking in, what is the step I can take today that is aligning with my goal? Okay, just one small, easily achievable step, and taking that step and then checking in. Was this step aligned with my goal? You'll get a feeling that'll tell you right away, yes, it was. Wonderful. Acknowledge the step, that it's a success. Feeling successful that you've actually accomplished part of your goal and the essence of your goal. If it was in that step, you have actually put together a part of it in the puzzle. If it wasn't aligned with your goal, that's okay. Then you can say, okay, what would be more aligned with my goal? A step I could take to realign myself with the most appropriate direction to aim me, to point me in the right direction towards my goal, and take that step. Bit by bit, every step you take, you'll be putting one piece of the puzzle down, another piece. Pretty soon there'll be little clumps of puzzle here and there. And as a puzzle really goes, when you put a jigsaw puzzle together, there's a point where everything takes a while, but then things start to make sense. All of a sudden, things move quickly. You can see the bigger picture. But you've already got the bigger picture in your heart and in your mind's eye and in your imagination just by connecting to your symbol. Every time you consciously go into your breathing, connecting to your symbol with your heart and your mind, your imagination, connecting to your intention. Okay, today I want to set the intention to move towards my goal, bringing that into your experience, imagining the feeling of having the goal completed, the essence, that feeling of whatever it is, the freedom, the joy, the happiness, the security, the fun, the fulfillment, going into the feeling and saying, okay, that's the essence. Now, what do I need to do to move in that direction? Listening to your intuition as it guides you. And as you practice, just connecting with your body, creating, strengthening awareness. As you strengthen and build more awareness, more intention, more focus towards your goal, towards the essence, the deeper meaning of what it will give you, you find yourself stepping in the right direction, consciously, purposefully, deliberate action forward that's taking you towards your goal, putting another piece down in the puzzle. And it might be a 1,000-piece puzzle or maybe 500 pieces, but after 500 small steps, one at a time, one piece at a time, all of a sudden, there you are, there's one piece left. Now imagine yourself with that one piece, with a smile on your face, and you put that piece in place. The whole puzzle, you stand back and go, wow. Appreciation. Every piece of that puzzle was built on one step at a time, acknowledging the success, the essence of the goal, the greater goal as a whole, acknowledging, appreciating with gratitude in every step, and that becomes the sum total of your completed goal. So you see, when you get there, you've completed your goal, it will be filled with every step of joy and appreciation that you put into it, and it will give you the essence of what that goal represents. Going into your heart, feeling the feeling, trusting in your capacity, trusting your imagination that it is there, saying, this way, this way. It's guiding you into the perfect light, shining light on the exact steps to take in the moment, one step at a time, practicing conscious awareness through every step. Now, I'm going to bring you out of this visualization. You're going to find yourself feeling really clear You're going to find yourself remembering what your symbol is. You're going to find yourself feeling excited and feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. Now, the music now is going to start winding down, getting quieter and quieter, and your awareness is becoming more conscious, coming back into the room, opening your eyes, looking around. The music is getting quieter and you're looking around the room, becoming fully back, fully awake, fully alert and excited to go about the rest of your day, taking your first step towards achieving your new goal. And just making sure that you're fully awake and alert before you go about anything beyond this point. Have a wonderful rest of your day.